This podcast is proudly brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Locally owned and locally operated. Your news now.
As I stated earlier in another story about my early life in Bandera, I counted on home football games to provide me with some spending coins, thanks to the pea gravel around the concession stand. Around that same time in the fall, the pecans and the trees lining the banks of the Medina River were getting ripe for thrashing. The art of thrashing consisted of throwing short, heavy sticks up in the upper branches of the tree to knock the pecans down. I was usually accompanied by Tommy and Gordon Evans for those pecan picking days. They lived on the corner of Pecan Street and 6th, where you turn to go to the Mayan Dude Ranch. They later moved off to Arkansas, and now there only remains a little evidence of their house because it burned to the ground a few years later. The ashes at that location cooled long ago, but the memories continue to smolder, reminding me of some great days on the Medina River banks. I sometimes wonder what became of my friends. We had some huge favorite pecan trees located some distance below the dam on the river. Most all of the river back then was unfenced, and we took full advantage of what it had to offer. Well, we've made a stop by Pat and Mary McGrody's store, where the Bandera Meat Market is now located, to get some penny candy and bubble gum for the day. Mr. McGrody would put our candy in a big paper bag because he knew where we were headed and needed some bags for our pecans. We usually only had a few nickels, but we could always count on him to throw in a few extra pieces. There was an old man whose name escapes me now, living on Pecan Street, who bought all the pecans we could haul in to him. Picking up beer and soda bottles along the way was a bonus. It never made sense to me as a kid why someone would throw away a bottle when they could return it for money. One of my uncles helped me build a shoeshine box around that same time period. I used to team up with Stevie Mazurik on the weekends. We only used 3 colors of shoe wax back then, black, brown, and neutral, along with a bottle each of brown and black shoe polish. Purple Cow and Frontier Hotel areas were the hot spots for getting good tipping customers. Cabaret folks wouldn't let us hang around there. I guess they were afraid someone might spend their money on a bootshine instead of a beer. The Stampede Day celebration brought in the big spenders. It was a real treat to get paid with a silver dollar. A Stampede Day could net me 2 or 3 if I got lucky. I had no idea where those guys were from, but we always said if they paid with a silver dollar, they had to be from Houston. Don't ask me to explain that, because I had no idea how that originated. One thing I could always count on was if the customer was inebriated, he would tell me to spit on the boots. "I'm paying for a spit shine, boy. Spit on them boots." Later in life, during boot camp, I think I had a few of those guys for drill sergeants. One acquired skill I truly detested was washing dishes. At home, we all shared in that chore, along with ironing our own clothes and such. I had 2 dishwashing jobs in local cafes, but neither lasted very long. Back in the day, they were called cafes, not restaurants. Both bosses told me my heart wasn't in it, and they had to let me go. I can truthfully say I've only been fired 3 times in my life. Those 2 and 1 other, and I still view all 3 as a blessing. Much tougher jobs were just down the road as I got into my teen years, but they didn't involve dishpan hands, so I was good with that. Being in a family of 6 kids back then meant if you wanted spending money, you had to work for it. Money demands far outweighed the supply back when we were growing up in Bandera.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written and narrated by Glenn Clark, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's News Without Paper. Stay tuned for more.